Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990, drive away with auto.
Good afternoon, everyone. 26th of October, 3.5 minutes past 3 o'clock on your Tuesday afternoon. We welcome you through 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 SEN the Gold Coast, the listeners on the SEN app, and our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We welcome you. Big show coming up. Steve Smith, the Australian cricketer, will join us to talk all things T20 in the World Cup. And that's a big, big match they've got coming up. Australia's Super 12 match with Sri Lanka on Friday. And by the way, you can catch all Australia's matches at the T20 World Cup live here on SEN. Saturday Mowers Club co-host Adam Peacock. He'll be joining us to discuss the Australian Open, English Premier League, Matilda's win on the weekend. Plenty to talk about. Shawnee the Trader as well from Sportsbet. Taking care of quizzes. We'll give you a few clues as to that. And of course, after 8 o'clock tomorrow, the news. Vossi will give away, well, hopefully, $1,170 if you're there on the phone and you answer all 10 questions correctly. We're going to give you two answers today throughout the program, so stay listening. But, Brian, have a look at the clock there, right? So it is 3 hours, 4 minutes, 48, which means about 5 minutes ago next week, the clamouring voices of the jockeys in the barriers, the chopper overhead, there'll be a crowd there at Flemington, the dulcet tones of Matt Hill racing this time. And in fact, right now, the winner has just crossed the finish line.
It's your favourite day.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, it is a good day.
It's the best.
I'm not going to argue with that. And look, I'm going to let you have your day in the sun.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit worried because I saw on the back page of the Telegraph today, Ben Stokes.
Ooh.
I'm ready for you, Australia.
Yeah.
England superstar Ben Stokes has dropped a massive Ashes bombshell, declaring he's making a comeback. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous. What do you reckon, Gibbo? Welcome to you, Gibbo and Brooksy.
How significant is that, Gibbo?
It's pretty good for the series, to be honest. Like, yeah. I reckon Fletch probably agrees as well. Like, Australia were going to win 4-0, 3-1, something like that. Ben Stokes come back. He's an X-factor player. Unfortunately, still no Jofra Archer, but it's going to make a huge difference and a bit more belief in the team, I reckon. Like, you got a guy like that, you're lacing up your boots, you're thinking, all right, we're a chance here, boys.
So, Gibbo, if we are taking out one player, so if Justin Langer, right, he was inspired by his own quotes on the wall, and then he went, right, I can take one player at their very best out of the England side.
Yep.
Is it Stokes? Is it Joe Root?
It's Joe Root, 100%.
100% Joe Root.
Joe Root, in their English summer, he was pretty much one of their only batters in all of their tests.
Right.
You take out him, especially in Australia, you've got an inexperienced English batting lineup, we'll smash him. But yeah, I'd say Joe Root for sure.
Mm.
Their bowlers are pretty underdone as well. They haven't got Jofra Archer, who loves playing out in Australia. They've got a young guy, Ollie Robinson, who debuted in winter. He's really good, but he isn't like 140, 150 kilometres per hour. He's that low speed, a lot of swing. So we'll see how it goes, but I think England are in trouble still.
Well, they've got Jimmy Anderson and Stewie Broad.
Yeah.
Well, they'd be 60.
Yeah, Fletch, like, how are they going to go in 40-degree heat bowling 100 overs? Yeah. Like, James Anderson's 38, Stewart Broad's pretty old.
I'll tell you how. Balance those things that you wear on your arms, those
power bands,
and those things you put across your bugle. That's how they're going to get across the line.
Well, actually, you know who had one of those on? Kieran McAvoy.
Did he?
Watch the head on.
Breathe easy.
Yes. I used to wear those, and I look at them going, you idiot. But, yeah, so Kieran McAvoy, he had it on ice bath.
Okay.
There you go. So maybe that's the end thing. Anyway, how are you, Nathan Brooks?
Yeah, good. I'm very well. I was doing a bit of exercise, like trying to breathe easier. My A grade yesterday, they're still out, these PTs, on their phones doing sessions. Mm. I saw them all this morning.
Well, they've realised that during lockdown, they were making a squillion because the councils... Well, this is in the eastern suburbs. You had to have a license. You had to pay the council a license. So that's why you couldn't just go down and start training people. You had to pay a license. And there was only so many licenses. But during lockdown, the council just threw that away and said, do what you want. So all these PTs were making... It was like
the cashies.
And it's folding everywhere.
They're just on their blowers, just like Not even, yeah, but if that's you have, great. If you've got 10, another lap.
If you've got 5 or 10 people, it's 80, 75, it's 80 bucks a whack.
By the way, boys, today is not a Monday, so it's not A-grade Monday, but what we have introduced, because some people listen to the podcast, some people get it late, so we do have delay grades. So if you forgot an A-grade from yesterday, file in a delay grade. That's the way to do that. 1300 01 1170 is the Ryko Filters call line, Brian.
So I've got a little quiz for you. So this week.
I love quizzes.
Yeah, in 1965, this first came onto our screens. Tell me what you, if you know this, Gibbo.
Of course we know this.
Yeah.
Hero of the Hogan variety. Yeah.
1965.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't know if you know this, but Bob Crane was the star of this.
Yeah.
It is well, it's pretty
one of
well
the greats,
known.
Isn't he?
It is pretty well known.
Right.
But I knew about this, but it's this just jogged my memory. He was a bit of a dirtbag.
Oh.
Yeah. So what he was into. He was into porn.
Oh.
Yeah. He loved threesomes and he liked autoerotic behaviour.
Bobby Crane.
That he offered captured on video. He didn't go full heckos with the bad, you know, the bad
stuff. Yeah.
What was that? Whoops. No. But it sort of, he played this, he was an all-American hero until he unfortunately passed away while in the midst of a sex act.
One of those.
He had cord wrapped around his neck. So
he was getting a bit funky.
Yeah, he's doing all that sort of stuff. So, 1965.
Oh.
Hogan's Heroes.
Did you like
Hogan's
Heroes?
Yeah,
but I was a bit younger for that. But I'll tell you, 19 years later, Brian, this particular show blasts onto our screens.
I'll be back.
Gotcha.
Stay here.
Yeah. Speaking about dirtbags.
Fast and Furious.
Kindergarten.
Speaking about dirtbags, O.J. Simpson was originally cast to be the Terminator.
Was he?
Yeah. But then last minute chance, whoever was directing it had met
Arnie
at a barbecue type thing. And then all of a sudden, he'd only been in Conan the Barbarians.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, boom, Arnie's our man.
When you hear... I know it's one of those things, and in hindsight, it wouldn't have worked. But I don't think OJ would have worked as a Terminator.
No. I totally agree with that. Anyway, have your say. But as we said, Smudge has smoked it. We've got Stevie Smith coming up a little bit later on. Looking forward to that.
That's going to be good. Let's ask him his favourite Terminator movie.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We've got the IMAR quiz as well. So Friday, where we'll be broadcasting live from the Sporting Globe. Don't forget to book your table there. We've got the pair of Blunston boots coming up. $100 voucher for the Sporting Globe. $100 voucher for the Royal Albert Hotel. And a $50 Chemist Warehouse voucher, which Brian tells me that adds up to about $700 or $800, all that.
Easily.
So get yourself involved in all of that. 1300 01 1170. And you know what we're going to bring back? We've got Choose List Tuesday. So Dean Russell, the luminary, is going to bring us a list that is topical to the week, but we've also got Team List Tuesday because people have been saying every week, look, I know the footy's gone, boys, but can we bring back Team List Tuesday? Well, we're going to do that. We just need to think of a topic, and I think we might have one, which we can reveal a little bit later on. No, we're going to do it now. Okay. Steve Smith, great get, yes. But look at that man out there, will you, Brian? Look at that man, that perfect specimen.
Yeah. You talking about Jimmy Smith?
Jimmy Smith.
That was just on the air prior to us.
James Francis Critchley Smith, born 50 years ago yesterday. So I think we dedicate our first Team List Tuesday to Jimmy Smith.
So I like it. So players with the surname Smith.
In a team.
Okay. Does it have to be rugby league players?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
Yep. All right.
So have you got one to kick us off? Is there a player that you could see?
Well,
Cameron.
Well, I was going to say, other than the obvious,
Will Smith. He's got number 14 all day.
All day,
number 14. So let us know the team of Smiths in honour of the great James Francis Critchley Smith, the first. We're looking forward to that as well. So that's going to be our Team List Tuesday today. Choose List Tuesday coming up as well after this. Good afternoon, champions. Big fan of the network. Happy birthday. Just listening with the granddaughter. Reptile's a grandfather.
Yeah, I think he mentioned that.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Have you seen Reptile? Does he look like...
Have we seen him on the Zoom? He looks like he's...
Is he the ones with the big Warwick
He's
Farms?
He's got the big Warwick Farms.
What's he do?
Similar to Ryan Madison. Have you seen his Warwick?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Is he a bit of a 20-20, like had a kid at 20 and they had a kid at 20? So he's a 40-year-old grandfather?
Yeah.
It could be that sort of scenario.
It could be. You know what else I noticed too on social media, boys? And we've been talking about a lot of shows. A show I started watching, the last couple of nights, Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I'm late to the party yet.
I haven't got around it.
Haven't got around it or not tried it?
I just not tried it.
It's a ripper. Yeah. It's an absolute. You've not done.
Done it. I'm up to date. Yeah.
Are you endorsing what
Love
I'm
it.
Saying?
Yep. Very good.
Gibbo, you been
Feel
there?
Feel good.
Haven't been there yet. I've got Apple TV, but it looks good.
Oh, it looks good. He must have won some awards because he's a ripper. He's an absolute ripper.
I just got a text through here. Craig Smith for the front row.
Yep.
Yeah. Illawarra. Smith. Yeah. Not the bad Craig Smith.
High knee lift.
We're not talking Grand Final 99 Craig Smith, are we?
Ah, right. Melbourne.
We could do a Craig Smith team.
Bakes has got Tim Smith. So you might have to. I think there's going to be a big squad here.
Well, that's all right. So are we throwing. I'm going to throw Tim
Smith.
Just
throw them all in. And if someone goes past and they get scratched out, bang.
I'm throwing Tim Smith in at 7.
Yep. I think didn't he have some record-breaking amount of tries this one year?
Yeah, still has it.
Yeah, it's
Does he?
The NRL era.
Is that
did
right?
Cody Walker break
didn't
it?
Break it.
Didn't break
no,
it.
No, sorry. He did, but Smithy was in the regular season.
Gotcha.
Then he went over to Wigan.
Yes.
Normal player Wigan.
Yes. My favourite player of all time, boys, Tyron Smith. Up the Tigers, Skip from Robinson. Good
and
on your Skip.
Son of.
Tyron Smith. Does Tyron...
Well, she says Paul Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Smith.
Yeah, hang on. Tyron's on the
Panthers winger.
Tyron's on the bench.
Peter Smith in the front row says Fitzy. So there's a stack of these Smiths coming through. You're going to have a big job as a selector, I think, here today, Brian. Okay. In fact, we've named the team in honour of Jimmy. I don't know if Jimmy's got that team.
Jimmy is he's in the squad.
Yeah.
Train ons.
No, he's a
train and trial Smith.
Mate, he was a devastating short side back row.
Oh, this one here. So it's raining Smiths. this one here.
Yeah.
Now, does this pass muster?
Thomas.
Wally Fullerton-Smith.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Smith-Samau. So
what about
Harley Smith-Shields?
Shields, the pre-Smith, not the post-Smith. Are they both going to be
it's got to be post.
Can't not, be the first one.
We're not
Can't
looking be. For pure Smiths. We can have a hyphenated Smith, can we?
Look, we're going to interbreed here.
Okay.
We can have Wally Fullerton.
Okay, right. Okay.
Wally Fullerton is definitely going to be in the squad. And it's going to be a squad of 25.
Oh, yes.
Because we're travelling.
Oh, dear. Hudson Smith in the centre. He's a character, Hudson Smith. You ever meet him?
No.
One of the great lunatics, Fox from Putney.
Paul Smith played at the Roosters.
Yeah.
Played at North Sydney.
Penrith?
Penrith. He was a centre. Smithy and a terrific, terrific bloke.
We need a sponsor. Who could sponsor us?
Well, Smith's. Obvious. Smith's Crisp.
Smith's Crisp, yeah.
Yeah. Smith's Electrical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smith's Plumbing.
Yeah. Well, okay. Keep
Smithsonian.
1300 011 70 is the way to do that. It is Drive with Joel and Smith today. You can have your say on the Ryko Filters call on 1300 011 70 or the text line 0457 736 736. Just before we break.
We need just a club gun. What would the gun be called?
Oh, I know what shoes Western. We can wear.
Yeah.
Dane Weston.
What shoes are we wearing?
Oh, yeah.
Windsor Smith.
Yeah.
So keep them coming through. That's our team. We're dedicating to Jimmy, turned 50 yesterday, stable mate of ours. But the reason I was bringing up the televisions, boys, is, and you'd be familiar with this, they're calling this a Netflix effect. We spoke about the US Grand Prix the other day. So 3 years ago, the US Grand Prix had just over 250,000 people turn up over the 2 or 3 days. 400,000, and that is all being put down to which Netflix show?
Yeah, Drive to Survive.
Drive to Survive.
Well, maybe that's why the surfing are going to do it as well. Same production company.
Really?
Yeah, they actually started, but obviously COVID had to force it not going ahead, but it is going to go ahead. So it's going to be very similar to what they saw in Formula One. So I wouldn't be surprised if now surfing goes back to where it was in the early 90s.
Yeah, and every team needs a convert too. So maybe Bailey Smith from the Western Bulldogs, who found himself in a bit of Barney rubble, he could train the house up with us.
No. We're sticking. It's got to be NRL.
Okay, righto.
It's got to be NRL.
A break and back with more Drive with Joel and Fletcher. Plenty more still to come, including the Australian cricketer Steve Smith, not too far away.